This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Commerce Department has just announced gross domestic product ticked up 1.5% in the second quarter. That's down from a growth rate of 2% in the first part of the year. GDP is a measure of all the goods and services the country produces. It's considered to be one of the most important measures of economic growth. So here to help us make some sense of all of this is David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist for J.P. Morgan Funds. He joins us live. Good morning, David.
Glad to be here.
David, 1.5% growth. Are you happy with that?
No, I don't think anybody should be happy with 1.5% growth. Clearly, this economy has the potential to grow much faster than that. But I will say that this number was in line with our expectations, and they did revise up the last year a little bit. So it looks, you know, the economy grew by about 2.2% over the last year. So it is taxiing forward slowly, but it certainly isn't taking off here.
What about the fact that growth has been slowing down this year? We saw 2% growth in the first quarter. That slowed down to 1.5%. Is that a concern?
No, I think there may be a degree of statistical noise. We had a very warm winter, if you remember, and often weather disrupts economic activity over the winter. Didn't do that this time around, so we did a little bit better over the winter, 4.1% growth in the fourth quarter, 2% growth in the first quarter. So a slowdown in more normal spring weather is actually really to be expected here.
Is that part of what can we chalk that partly up to some of the slowdowns we've seen in consumer spending and business spending?
Well, I think, for example, auto sales were quite good in the first quarter. They slowed down. That's really what slowed down some of the consumer spending numbers. But overall, there's a lot of hesitancy in the economy, and people are waiting to see. The problem is there's a lot of confusion from policymakers, both the Federal Reserve and the federal government. And so there's a certain lethargy to the economy right now, and that's really what's keeping it slower than we'd like.
We've also gotten a lot of company earnings out this week. Any signs and economic indicators in there?
Well, I think that they do all reflect not just the sluggishness of the U.S. economy, but the downright recession in Europe with, you know, Spanish unemployment today at 24%. But so we can see the slowdown in Europe there, the slowdown in China. But the earnings really do reflect the economy we've had, not just the U.S. economy, but also the global economy.
David Kelly with J.P. Morgan. Thank you, David.
Anytime.